This is Radio Nepal. I'm Srijana Bastola with the news, the headlines first. Illegal fundraisers using Prime Minister's name to face legal action. National Security Council reviews security issues of nation. Ministry of Health and Population urges health institutions to align minimum salary services and facility with government standard to health workers. And U.S. President says hostage and detainee swap marks historic dawn in Middle East. Now the news in detail. The Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers has issued a strong warning against unauthorized fundraising activities being conducted in the name of Prime Minister Sushila Karki. According to Joint Secretary and Spokesperson Ravi Lal Sharma, no person or organization has been granted permission to collect donations on behalf of the Prime Minister or her office. The statement urges the public not to fall for such misleading appeals and to immediately report any such incidents to local police. The government has made it clear that anyone found collecting or encouraging donations using the Prime Minister's name will be brought under the ambit of the law. A meeting of the National Security Council chaired by Prime Minister and Chairperson of the Council, Sushila Karki, was held yesterday. According to a press release issued by Secretary of the Ministry of Defence and Member Secretary of the Council, Suman Raj Aryal, the 40th meeting of the Council held at the Secretariat in Singhadarbar reviewed current international, regional and national security issues. Home Minister Om Prakash Aryal, Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation Kulman Ghising, Chief Secretary of the Government of Nepal Ek Narayan Aryal and Chief of Army Staff Ashok Raj Sigdal were present at the meeting. The Ministry of Health and Population has urged the health institutions to align salary, service and facility with government standard. Spokesperson at the ministry, Dr. Prakash Budathoki, said the ministry had already issued a circular to all government hospitals, institutions, medical colleges and community and private hospitals to ensure the salary and incentives for nurses and health workers as equal to the government ones. After the directive was not implemented in some health institutions, the ministry made round of circular. Nurses at Pokhara-based Manipal Teaching Hospital are protesting for government-mandated salaries. Institutions have also been told not to retain employees' original certificates, avoiding hiring on daily wages and ensure salary payments through the banking system. Home Minister Om Prakash Aryal has said the mitigation of disaster risk in an effective way is not possible in absence of community initiation and engagement. Addressing the 4th National Conference on Disaster Risk Reduction organized by the International Day for Disaster Risk Reduction 2025 at Kumaltar yesterday, the Home Minister insisted on cooperation, coordination and participation from all quarters for the disaster risk mitigation and management. According to Home Minister Aryal, Nepal has witnessed that the disaster hampered the efforts for nation's development. Minister for Communications and Information Technology Jagdish Kharel has urged the media to create an environment conducive to the upcoming election scheduled for the 5th of March in 2026. During a meeting with the editors and representatives from different media outlets at the Ministry of Communication and Information Technology yesterday, the minister called for support from the media sector to hold the elections in time. Minister Kharel urged the political parties to act responsibly for building an environment for elections. He said the government will support on managerial parts. Minister for Energy, Hydropower and Irrigation Kulman Ghising has requested with the South Korean government for its support in the production of reservoir-based hydropower. during a courtesy call paid by the South Korean Ambassador Park Tae-yong to the Energy Minister yesterday. Minister Gissing said Nepal needs reservoir-based mega projects of over 500 megawatt for energy balance and export, for which South Korea can extend support. The ambassador was also requested by the minister to increase the EPS quota for Nepali workers and support entrepreneurship for returnees from Korea. The minister said the 216 megawatt Upper Trishuli 1 project backed by a Korean government company is over 70% complete and set for a breakthrough this December. The supply of drinking water from the Melamchi project obstructed due to monsoon rains has resumed in the Kathmandu Valley. The drinking water supply was closed since the 24th of June, citing the flood in the Melamchi River and landslide that could further damage the project during rainy season. The water supply is now regularized in the Kathmandu Valley after necessary repair. Executive Director of the Melamchi Drinking Water Development Committee, Jagannath Das, has said over 170 million litres of water are now being supplied daily from the Sundari Jal Water Treatment Plant. Kathmandu Valley's daily water demand is around 430 million litres, but during the Melamchi project's closure, only 130 to 140 million litres were available from various sources. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Daddy, India jani, mommy China jani. Dubai jana Facebook ra Viber ma zero. Ani hamile kasari contact garne?
Timiharu Facebook ra Viber ma hero bhara ke garnu? Nepal Telecom le lyako sewa suvidha ko bare ma zero rai chau. Aile Nepal Telecom le roaming sewa lyaeko cha. China ra India ma hamro yahi prepaid mobile majjale chalcha. बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *1415 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज Finance Minister Rameshwar Prasad Khanal and Regional Vice President of the World Bank Group Jonas Chat held a meeting in Washington, D.C. yesterday. According to the Embassy of Nepal in Washington, D.C., during the meeting they reviewed on the ongoing World Bank-supported projects in Nepal and held discussions about the possibilities of cooperation and partnership in the future. On the occasion, Nepal's ambassador to the USA, Lok Darshan Regmi, officials of the Embassy of Nepal, members of Minister Khanal's delegation and officials of different projects of the World Bank Group were present in the meeting. You are listening to Radio Nepal's ATM English News Bulletin. Now on to an international news update. The Israelis and Palestinians have celebrated as a major hostage and prisoner exchange on Monday marked a significant step toward ending 2 years of war in Gaza. According to the BBC, in a crucial first phase of the U.S. brokered plan to end the war, Hamas returned all living Israeli hostages while Israel freed almost 2,000 Palestinian prisoners and detainees. U.S. President Donald Trump landed in Israel minutes after the first hostages were reunited with their families and in a speech to Israel's parliament, the Knesset, declared a historic dawn in the new Middle East. He then flew on to a summit in Sharm el-Sheikh, Egypt to meet more than 20 leaders for talks on later phases of his Gaza peace plan. At the summit, Egypt, Qatar, Turkey and the U.S. signed a declaration as guarantors of the ceasefire deal, which is aimed at ending 2 years of war that has left Gaza in ruins. Monday's hostage and prisoner exchange completed the initial phase of the deal and came after a ceasefire took effect on Friday and an increase of humanitarian aid entered Gaza over the weekend. Now a sports news update. Nepal pulled off a thrilling 5-run victory over Qatar in the ICC T20 World Cup East Asia East Asia Pacific Qualifiers Super 6 currently underway in Oman. Batting first, Nepal set a target of 148 runs. In response, Qatar was bowled out for 142 runs in the 19 overs, falling just short of the target. Nepal's bowlers delivered a standout performance with spinner Sandeep Lamichhane leading the charge. He took 5 wickets for just 18 runs in 3.5 overs, playing a decisive role in securing the win. Now, the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly regions of Kosi, Gandaki and Sudhur Paschim province and mainly fair in rest of the parts of the country. Light rain is likely to occur at one or two places of hilly region of Kosi province today. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Illegal fundraisers using Prime Minister's name to face legal action. National Security Council reviews security issues of nation. Ministry of Health and Population urges health institutions to align minimum salary, service and facility with government standard to health workers. And US President says hostage and detainee swap marks historic dawn in Mideast. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website RadioNepalOnline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.